WTBQ. Okay, we're good. This is Jim Mazzetti. Welcome, everybody. This is the American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the best, the courageous, and quite frankly, entrepreneurs of Orange County. I'm very lucky today to have another great entrepreneur who gets up every morning and figures how to make it happen for not only herself, but her community and her family. And that's what really what this show is about, folks. This is a show about entrepreneurism that, following the American dream, getting the American dream, figuring out what it takes to make it happen and do it. And as we know, it's not a walk in the park, but there is no more gratifying thing you can do in your life than work for yourself and, not necessarily being your own boss, but do something you love. Enjoy your passion. And with that said, we're here once again with another great entrepreneur. And I'm going to tee this up this morning. Before I get going, though, I wanted to remind everybody that the opinions of myself, my guests, are our opinions. They're not necessarily the opinions of Miles Wealth Management, who sponsors this show each and every week, or WTBQ. So now that all the legalese is out of the way, my guest today is Melanie Richards of Increase Your Visibility. And give you a quick background here on Melanie. She started in 1992, promotional products consulting while working for a talented distributor and advertising specialty. Her clients included the casinos, as we all know, Foxwoods Entertainment, Court TV, now True TV, HBO, Lifetime, Financial Services, Fidelity Investments, Marsh, Human Resources companies such as Monster Worldwide, pharmaceutical companies, the famous names of Pfizer, Shearing Plough, and a wide range of other Fortune 100 companies. To further her passion for helping others, Prism Promotions was founded in 2003, offering unique gifts, incentives, and strategic solutions to help you exceed your goals, increase your visibility. And actually, she started Your Visibility was a seminar Melanie hosted in 2008. And to help more of her clients create a distinctive and memorable impression, Increase Your Visibility was founded in 2013. Increase Your Visibility specializes in brand recognition, event management, supple strategic services. Melanie enjoys helping clients express and illuminate their differences so new audience can find you without the flashlight. I love that part, Melanie, by the way. Melanie serves on the board of directors of Safe Homes of Orange County, which coincidentally is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. She's on their program committee and the chairs their fundraising and marketing committee. She's a VP of membership for the Woodbury Chamber of Commerce. Delighted to return to Warwick Chamber of Commerce, which I'm glad to hear when I'm a board member of Warwick, so thank you for that. And she's part of a BNI network, BNI Hudson Valley, ambassador and co-director of National Women's and Network, Orange County Day Chapter. That's heck of a bio. Welcome and thank you for coming for the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
You're welcome. As you know, Melanie, I got to get adjusted here. My seat's all messed up. The show is truly about giving entrepreneurs, and actually, hopefully, inspiring entrepreneurs that are either sitting on the fence and encouraging entrepreneurs that are going through this world that we go through each and every day. And that's why we kind of started this show. And I think a lot of us need some of that inspiration, each and every day that we get up and go, why do we do what we're doing? And why am I, just another day, I got to figure this out. And in interviewing a lot of entrepreneurs, which I've been lucky enough to do it, it helps give them inspiration and insight to what's it really about to own your own business. How do you go about what you do each and every day? What got you started? What keeps you going? And where do you want to go from here? So with that said, why don't you give us a little background and how you got to where you are today?
I was a business student, and my mom wanted a businesswoman. I had other plans, but my mom wanted a businesswoman. And then, as many things happen to you, to kind of wake you up or shake you up, I mentioned it to a couple of friends, and they're like, you keep talking about this. I had a good job in the city, commuted the 110 miles round trip without a problem, good
Didn't
benefits.
Bother you?
Actually, no, I slept on the bus. I love to sleep. But in between, I was always reading, FedEx kind of information or newsletters. Because back then, FedEx was the one that was a pipeline. They sent you a newsletter at my boss's office, and I'd read it. And they spoke about Entrepreneur Magazine. So way back when you're reading stuff on the bus, and in Entrepreneur Magazine, they talked about word-of-mouth networking. They talked about the SBA. They talked about SCORE. They talked about all the things.
SCORE, that's a great resource too.
That
yeah.
you started. So it didn't exactly change the mindset. My wake-up call came after, as in many cases, losing somebody I really loved. I worked for somebody for many years, and that loss of a family member helped inspire me to sell a T-shirt. Before then, I had only supported salespeople. I never thought of selling something myself or selling myself.
Yeah.
So it kind of really started changing the mindset and got me into the mindset of, instead of being Liz's check writer, because we lost her to ovarian cancer, to just starting to do things to help others. So in the beginning, the romantic in me did wedding invitations. I did the christenings, or, you know, and I'm a teacher's kid, so my first client was a school. And then 1 week, two really good friends who are now retired, and I thank you again, lovely ladies. They're retired teachers like my mom. They said, we're retiring. We're tired of hearing you talk about having a business. They said, we're giving you orders. And in 1 week, they gave me $6,000 worth of orders. And I raved about it to somebody at the bowling alley that weekend. Fortunately, it was a business person. She says, this is great. Got to stop playing at it. What business is New York City writing the checks to? How are you cashing the checks that they write you for the $6,000 worth of business?
So stop making it a hobby.
So actually, I bowled really bad that weekend.
A
lovely woman by the name of Nejla Shaw, who had a lot more extensive business experience than I did. Nejla talked by day, and at night that weekend when I got home, I started writing down the notes of the things I had to do. So that Tuesday, I finally applied out of Entrepreneur Magazine for LegalZoom, and we were off.
Wow. So you started the actual legal process of forming your own company, which made it really real, I'm sure.
It was spooky.
I'm sure it is.
You know, fortunately, I worked for somebody and had, you know, was his director of operations, so to speak, and had access to the information that he had used to apply and set up to be an S-Corp.
So you got that education by working with somebody and taking it all in, right?
I was his first employee.
Oh, wow, really?
First his employee. At one point, he had about 12 employees. Unfortunately, he's no longer in business. Industries change.
Yes, they do. And you got to adapt to those changes.
Yes.
Which I'm sure you've learned as well through your career.
Yes, we have.
So you started out, like many of us, many of the entrepreneurs of the world, basically working for someone else. But, and I say this constantly, and I'll continue to say this, that's not the bad way to do it. I mean, you have to learn somewhere. You have to, where do you get your education? Where do you get your ideas and, you're driven, And quite frankly, where do you get the it helps teach you the responsibility of showing up and making, and when you don't show up, it causes issues, right?
It certainly does.
Right. So you learned the hard way, actually the good way, and you continue to do it. So that brings us fast forward. You said, listen, I'm going to form my own company. And now that I set up the legal structure, now what?
Actually, in the beginning, I really wasn't sure. That first $6,000 order was a great beginning, but you have to take the next steps. I was still a full-time employee.
Right.
And I stayed a full-time employee for the next, actually, 27 months or so.
Oh, so you kind of blended into it.
I blended in very slowly, started visiting clients in the evenings or on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, my clients were in the city because as a commuter with a 110-mile commute, I'd take a day off when I needed to attend a trade show for education.
Okay.
My boss would go to a trade show. I knew what day he was going, and I would go a different day. I remember back then being in the city and living in the Hudson Valley and going to a show at the Concord. That was my first show.
Really?
So way back when, and it was great. My parents used to always come up and go for weekend trips. So it actually was kind of cool. It really does. I think the process of owning your own business really does bring you full circle. As a kid, my parents thought when I was 10 about moving to Newburgh. It's funny, their kid lives in the Hudson Valley. And my mom's probably listening now, still laughing, talking about it. But the changes, you really don't know the steps you'll take. The one thing that I've really learned that I'd love to just share is never say never.
No.
I was the bus driver's kid who didn't drive and lived in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, we got to get back to that. That's unbelievable all by itself. I mean, especially coming from, you commuted for most of those times, obviously, but you didn't drive.
Nope.
You didn't drive.
No interest.
None?
No interest until I finally realized one day I needed to be able to drive and pick up an order, go visit a client.
We're going to hold right there. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is The American Dream. I'll be right back with Melanie Richards.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and costs thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy on WTBQ Radio.
Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon for the latest in legal advice and tips.
We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions and issues on WTBQ.
Hi, this is David Dirks, the host of the Dirks Outdoor Show. Call in as we discuss everything for the outdoor sportsman every Saturday at 7 a.m. right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to. WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is The American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. And I say every Tuesday until they kick me off the air in here. So we're good. And we're the American Dream is about interviewing the entrepreneurs of Orange County specifically. And again, the reason I started this is when I growing up in Orange County myself, and being the son of an entrepreneur, which I'm very proud of, and apparently it's in my DNA. I realize, you know, that our business each and every day, a majority of our clientele are actually small business owners. And each and every one of their stories is uniquely different, but also uniquely the same. And I mean that you know, they all have this drive and this passion to make not only, a better life for their family, but to make an impact, a difference in what they do and in any area around them. And I think that's what's so amazing about entrepreneurs all over this country, all over this world, is that these are the people that make the invisible visible and have the ability to do so, and quite frankly, the drive and the hope and the stamina, and most importantly, I think it's the key there, stamina, to stick with it. You know, there is 28 million small businesses in this country, 28 million. 22 million of them, by the way, are self-employed, meaning they don't employ anybody else but themselves. But they are the number one job creators in this country, if not in the world. And we always seem to get focused on the Microsofts and the pharmaceutical companies, the GMs in the world, when truly, folks, it's you, the entrepreneur of America, that makes a difference in this country. So keep it up. Don't be afraid to get off your couch. If you're sitting there contemplating, what do I do next? You know, take the leap of faith. I mean, this is not a rehearsal. There's no woulda, shoulda, coulda. There's a gazillion, sayings I could go on and on about. But, you know, listen, if, you know, and especially for those people, I think, you know, that unfortunately maybe lost their jobs and through the 2000-2008 crisis and so on and so forth. There's only so long you can sit there on your couch, you know, and go, woe is me. So I always say, listen, pick up your sissy pants here and let's go. Get on it. Make it happen. Follow your dream. Figure out how to do it. And what you've done very well, Melanie, you look like you actually have taken the steps. You saw an opportunity. You took the opportunity slightly different, but same. I've heard this a little differently. People say follow their passion a little differently, how they took the steps to get where they are today. But I like the way you did it. And did that give you comfort? It gave you a little more security in the way you did things?
In the beginning, yes.
Yeah.
After a while, you realize that there's the motivation to wake up in the morning is up to you. The time you wake up, what you do with the day, how you do the day, that really took some coaching and some mindset changing.
Okay.
It's a real big shift, I think, to go from being someone's employee to all of a sudden you're in a position where you could be the employer.
Right.
It takes And I think a lot even more, it's not the college, it's not the magazines. You really need to surround yourself with really good people who keep helping you answer the hard questions.
And that are honest with you.
And
brutally honest with you.
Yes, and you need brutal honesty. I had a good friend who's one of our angels now, Joe Hoffman of Quaid Consulting. And Joe was one of the entrepreneurial assistance program instructors or program managers years before Cindy Marsh Kroll actually was in one of his students in the class when he taught the class. And I think one of the really cool things about it was Joe would ask me questions and I didn't have the answer. It made me write it down. It made me realize that he asked me a question that a client might ask me.
Great.
And you needed to try and figure out. If I couldn't answer it today, it kind of was on that whiteboard or that to-do list. You know, people talk about taking it offline, but I think the really good thing is you need to surround yourself with people who help you stay curious and who help inspire you, because otherwise you can get pretty lonely sometimes.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, we were kind of talking this off air real quick. Is that, you know, it's tough to get up every day and be this peppy, I'm going to make this happen, change the world attitude. It takes a little bit. And you know, surrounding yourself with the right people that encourage you and help you through those pieces is a critical piece. Would you agree?
Definitely.
Yeah. And I think equally critical, by the way, is for those entrepreneurs listening, do not surround yourself with the Debbie Downers. And if those people are in your world, you need to shed them immediately. Because that is not going to help your cause. You need the support team and your family. I think your family's got to be on board. Would you, right?
Definitely. But I also think I'm not the devil's advocate type, but a good friend and a client now tells me that I surround myself with people who don't agree. I want somebody who's not going to agree
Me
flesh out an idea.
Right.
Tell me what you think is wrong so I can work on that and fix that. Tell me you don't like it. There are certain people now, when they tell me they love something, I'm almost ready to run in the opposite direction. But, you know, does it mean you're on the right track or not?
Right. But, you know, it's, but you need that critique. You need that encouragement. But, and that's why, you know, it's very important that, you know, the people that are out there in business or thinking about starting for business, you get that support team. And let's talk about, we were talking off air, because there's so many resources out there, folks, that are free. Yes, free, that you can actually go out and get, but you got to know where to look. And I think the young people probably today, younger people, I'm not going to say I'm old here, that are much easier at searching and looking for things and researching up the wazoo. You know, I find my daughters can find something, and my kids, in 2 seconds, they can find something. And those resources are out there, but you've used resources, and we talked one of them. What's one you would recommend?
One that I'd really recommend is the Entrepreneurial Assistance Program. I never had a chance to be a program participant, but I had a chance to teach a networking portion of the class. And it helps you go through some of the steps to get to the point where at least by the end, somebody's able to help you with a business plan or help you figure out whether your idea may be viable or not. You know, in the beginning, I was just going to sell wedding invitations.
Right.
And then I did a Google search, and 70 other people within 5 miles sold wedding invitations. So the romantic in me had better head off to the Orange County Chamber. Back then, that was the only place to go.
Right.
So you went where the people were. Back then, Orange County Chamber had 2,700 members. It was the only place locally to go for education, for support. I'm grateful for the Warwick Chamber, for the Woodbury Chamber, Monroe Chamber, Pine Bush, for the smaller chambers. You know, they have to fill in that gap.
Yeah. And I tell you, they've really grown in not only membership, but in their programs, they're supporting. I mean, I know I'm a board member of Warwick Chamber of Commerce, and I was actually the president of the Florida Chamber of Commerce for many years. And what they do today, especially the Warwick Chamber, I can only speak to them directly, is the work they do for their members is just amazing. And we have a great director, Michael Jandro, and his support staff. He has 2 support staff. And I tell you, these support staff do the work of 5 people.
Sarah is amazing. I actually nominated her for a hero award. The things those unsung heroes do to help, whether it's greet you at the door, answer your silly little questions sometimes.
Right.
You know, just such caring, talented professionals. We're lucky to be surrounded by people with such passion.
And we are. You know, and I think that's what makes these chambers, remember, these chambers, folks, are made up of self-employed people. for the most part, that care about not only their number one reason they do, at least the ones that I know of, is they care about their community, right? And it's very easy to do well, folks, when you don't put yourself first. Right?
It definitely is.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're lucky that. Now, I don't want to get totally off topic because, as I said, I am very lucky to have somebody like Melanie in my office, in the studio today, because, you know, this is somebody who's been doing this almost 20 years now, right?
It's starting to feel like it, yes.
It's funny you say that. You know, 20 years, I'm like, I'd realize I got a letter from one of our vendors the other day saying, congratulations, you've been with us 19 years now. I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm. I haven't done anything for 19 years. Certainly not well. But listen, it's a great thing. We're lucky to be in this county. We're lucky to be part of so many organizations. But I think more importantly, you know, this is what entrepreneur is about. It's taking the steps. And so you're going through it. I want to kind of help keep our listeners on task here and the people that are in business, but ones that are thinking about it more importantly. You know, so you went through and you actually, that entrepreneurial assistance program helped you write a business plan.
Helped me write a business plan, and it helped me tap into coaches. So people like Paul Campanello of Action Plus Management, Joe and Susan of Quaid Consulting, Edison Guzman of A&E Advertising. I was lucky enough as a teacher's kid for an interest in education, and Joan Simachi at Hudson Valley Awards and Bill Savillo at Captain Club Cruises. They adopted me at the Small Business Committee of the Chamber way back when. You go, and Cheryl Cohen said, join the Small Business Committee. They'll help you. She knew it was a place for education and a safe place to go network.
Wow. But you know, you're pointing out the fact that you got to take that initiative, right? You can't sit at your desk and hope that business comes in the door. You have to network. It's action. I talk about this all the time, and I believe in it, and I'm sure most entrepreneurs, it's activity that begets business. If you don't have the activity, you're not getting the business. And you got to understand that, you know, activity comes with some sacrifice. You may not be home at 5 o'clock every day for that dinner when you're, you know, in the old days when your pipe and your slippers. And trust me, I never got that. And I know my father never got that. But that's what it takes. It takes a little bit of sacrifice. But the rewards are endless, folks. They're beyond monetary, I think. And I think that's why most of us, and I know certainly for myself, you know, it's got to be about, you know, something else besides the money. But it's got to be your passion. And if you're not in it all the way, both feet, head and shoulders, you know, sometimes it may be time to rethink it, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. And how about you? So have you seen any, have you had to change your design along the way? I mean, I'm sure you have. I'm sure your plan that you wrote down on paper is not quite the same as it is today.
You have to keep tweaking it. I remember writing down a 5-year plan in the beginning, and then one day finding that document in a desk drawer and realizing that that unofficial to-do list, everything had been checked off. So then I sat down with a new coach because I needed to look at it differently.
Now, did you do that because did you feel your business was kind of stalling, or it needed a new boost type of thing?
A good friend by the name of Chris Itterman, who I met at the Orange County Chamber, said to me, "You're saying the F word too much." The F word was fear. I said it twice in a week.
The broadcasting just all freaked out here, by the way, but it's not. See, this is such a classy lady. I'm the one you have to worry about, not her. She's good.
So the word was fear, and I didn't realize that I was saying it out loud. But I think that's the thing. You have to surround yourself with people who are giving you the feedback to let you know what they heard back.
Right.
You may not hear it the first time. And as I'm learning now, it can kind of feel, as an entrepreneur, like you're banging your head against a brick wall. How am I going to get people to understand I'm here? I remember the first time I went to a networking event, and somebody laughed because I said I'd like to help nonprofits. They snorted. And I remember asking the person afterwards, I was so uncomfortable, but I said, wow, I wonder what I said that was so funny.
Yeah, what was so offensive?
Actually, the person said to me, everybody says that. And my answer was, I mean it. It was the reason why I became a business owner, losing somebody and trying to raise funds. And I found it really kind of interesting. And I think that's the thing. You really just have to be yourself and be surrounded by people who support you we don't always find the support we need. You don't always have the resources that you need.
Right.
You can be a dreamer and not know how to get there. But coaches and people around you, I'm a real believer now that whatever you need is in that room. And it's around you. It's close. You may not be able to see it the first time. May take you looking back at your notes or revisiting somebody or asking somebody else a question. But I love Dan O'Brien, and I want to thank him at the Orange County Chamber. He was the VP of membership at the time. And Dan said to me, "You have no fear." And I said, I do. it's glad to appear that way.
Right.
But I think you do. You have to really surround yourself, not always with the most positive people, because sometimes there are really dark days and you need somebody with really good tactical skills.
To coach you off that ledge?
Yep, yeah. Dig you out of that trench. Exactly. My brother and I say that. We call each other when we're on the ledge. Those are the days when we talk.
Yeah, that's what family's best, my friend. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here with Melanie Richards. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream.
Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. Join me for Ask Dr. Phil. We're going to talk about what's important in your life. So listen up and start a change reaction in your life today. You're worth it.
Weekdays at 1:30.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
We will be monitoring the threat of a nor'easter for the upcoming end of the weekend that could bring a period of heavy snow and wind. But for today, just a cold day, mostly sunny and windy, high 25. Tonight, clear and quite cold, down to 15. The winds will still be gusty for a while. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not as windy, with a high of 30. Clouds tomorrow night, maybe a passing snow shower. We'll get down into the upper teens. Sunny and cold on Thursday, with highs right around 30. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and welcome back to The American Dream. We are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the best, the brightest, and the most courageous entrepreneurs of Orange County. And today is no different. I have Melanie Richards, who is joining us from the company. I always say, how do you mention your company there?
Increase Your Visibility.
Because you know, I'm looking at a couple other things. You've been involved in so many things, but Increase Your Visibility is your little baby there that you started. Before we get into the next thing, I got to remind, we were kind of talking off air here, you know, about all the great things that entrepreneurs do. And a lot of things that entrepreneurs do, especially in Orange County, is support local events, local charities. And the funny thing we were talking about is that, you know, we don't realize all the great things we have in Orange County until they're gone. And one of those things was almost the Sugarloaf Performing Arts, was almost went in the way of seeing you later. And now it's been revitalized. A new bunch of great people have taken it over, and you know, we're a proud sponsor of the Sugarloaf Performing Arts, and they have the New York Philharmonic Chamber Music Series at the Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center, which is starting February 21st and March 20th, and I believe 5/15 is coming up in there in May. So it's going to be, you know, people take a look at it. Support your local arts councils. These are great things. They make your community wonderful. There's little add-ons that, you know, you forget about unless they're gone, so to speak. So we're lucky enough, Miles Wealth Manager is very happy to sponsor those. And we actually have an amazing thing we're actually doing for our own clients coming up in March 12th, which we sponsored last year, which is my family, believe it or not, last name is Mazzetti, but my parents were born and raised in Ireland. So we kind of go with that each and every year. But we're a very big sponsor. We love the Irish arts, and we're actually doing it. We're sponsoring a bunch of our clients to come and do a dinner with us and a music thing at the Sugarloaf Performing Arts. It's going to be a great night. We're looking forward to it. We look forward to it last year, and this year is even going to be better. So, folks, again, I'm back here with Melanie Richards from her company. And we're going to get into a little bit more of what she does. You've heard what she, how she got here, why she does what she does today, how she figured out how to get the right people and the support team to help her not only get where she is today, but stay where she is today and help her hopefully go further on. And so tell me a little bit more about, you know, tell me what your company does for the people you serve today.
We do a couple of things. One of the big things that we do is trade show consulting. So upcoming events, like on April 2nd, you have the Warwick Expo.
Right.
Or April 3rd, you'll have the Community Connections and Business Expo at the Monroe Woodbury High School. And as part of the trade show consulting and the fundraising, it kind of combines it a little bit. We just had a Pamper Me fundraiser for Safe Homes. We'll have our next one on April 30th. So at trade shows, it's kind of for a small business or a medium-sized business or a business that doesn't have a storefront. It's your chance to kind of have a grand opening for the day. Some people aren't sure how to approach it from a team perspective, and other people need help because most of us can't do it alone.
Right.
So we'll show up and help people actually run their booth, try and engage clients, learn some of the marketing messages.
Oh, really? So you'll actually work with clients to help promote their own business on, not just show them or tell them how to do it. You're involved in the actual engaging of the clients.
Yes, at events, at conferences, at fundraisers, and at presentations. So one of our newer clients, Sheila Pearl, is an author. Sheila has a book, and she had some book launches. So we helped her come up with a strategy for the book launches. She had them in a variety of locations. And at one, her first one, it was great. She had it at Bumblefly in Central Valley. And we actually lined up her chair. I set up an area for her so she could kind of hold court and be filmed on a video and where her banner was, so that people approached her from a certain direction. So she wasn't necessarily outshadowed by the food. She couldn't necessarily get trapped. She could always get in. She had an area, if she chose to, where she could put a book down to autograph it after a book was sold. The teeny little things, those little back-end logistic details, you bring the stuff for a trade show, and you're not necessarily sure how to set it up, or you do what I used to do, which is basically you bring your entire office. When you have a really large product line.
Right.
But really, you have a limited amount of space. And you need to be respectful of your neighbors, plus your goals for the day. So we kind of help people sit down, try and plan that day out, figure out where they want to drive some revenue to, and try and help them come up with a display to drive the revenue where they want to.
That's wild.
And it can be challenging. So people like Melissa Pickle for Metals and Pieces. Melissa's trying to sell jewelry at a show. But somebody like Newbie DeLeon of ND Pro Media, Newbie has awards that he's won, international awards. So it's important from a credibility perspective. Besides showing video and that he's a great cinematographer, he now displays the awards.
Oh, wow. I like it's amazing the detail you have to go into. It's the details, right?
Yes, and really it varies for each client. Some people, smaller businesses, only have the budget to do it for an hour. Peter Holtz from Holtz Chiropractic, we just sat down and talked about, you know, some of the health and wellness phobias. Everybody's got challenges in their industry, and you know your business better than anybody. But at a trade show or at an event or a presentation, you have what I like to call, you know your difference. You know what your goals are. And if you're able to combine that with the strategy, so that's really become a core of increased visibility. How do I help somebody else not be the best kept secret in their county?
Yeah.
In their marketplace? How do you get traffic to your website, to your storefront?
It's funny, you're hitting all these words that we use in our general meetings all the time. And it's, you know, how do you become, you know, my father says it on a regular basis, you know, we're the best kept secret in Orange County. And it's true. And until you know, and that's what I love the fact, but you have figured out how to draw that information out of your clients and to help best serve them. And that's a unique ability all by itself.
I think the gifts and incentives, which really is how I started in the industry, that I still will always do unique gifts, but I really now consider myself kind of an engagement and connection lady. How can I help you engage an audience you're trying to reach? How can I help you connect with somebody you're trying to reach? So you have the attention to at least share multiple messages and hopefully to follow up with ease. Many times we go to events, whether it's a networking event, a fundraiser, or anything, you give somebody a card and you call them and the person doesn't answer your call. They don't respond to your email. They never get to your storefront. They never get to your website. And you're kind of waiting. You're kind of in a limbo. And we really need to keep kind of shaking that up. So increase your visibility to me is kind of, how do I wake up? How do I wake up an audience? How do I wake up my staff? How do I reach somebody who might not have known I was there?
Yeah, that's really cool.
So we do it at networking events or fundraisers or trade shows or a conference or any other event that a client has a need for.
You're saying all these things that you think that most entrepreneurs and business people would just say, yeah, we know, we got to do that every day. But knowing you got to do it every day and actually doing it every day or doing it effectively every day are two different things. And I know you've got a great business there because it's absolutely needed without question. And it's not, everybody thinks that we can replace that that design today with social media, that it'll replace the eye contact, the handshaking, the personalities. It just doesn't. But have you utilized social media in your business, though?
I started using it as a result of increasing visibility. Just like everybody else, we host seminars. So I have a couple of seminars coming up in February and in March. And we had a social media day. So I sat there just like everybody else.
Taking notes.
Yep. Typing my notes later, trying to figure out what you could use, what you could sort out. Social media may help you start to connect with somebody you just met, but it will never replace the conversation, the knowledge, or the depth of a relationship. You know, we just came back from a big industry conference and I attended the probably seventh or eighth seminar of a gentleman in our industry, Cliff Quicksell. And it's not a made up name, he's a junior, but a fantastic thought leader. And and nothing replaces, I had a chance to say thank you. And nothing replaces that genuine warmth that somebody affected you, touched you, change something, or in my case, Rich Cass found me floating around at the Orange County Chamber. He was the first person in 4 months after giving out almost 1,000 business cards to call.
Wow.
You need somebody to let you know I heard you.
Right.
Or I'm willing to help you, or I see you. You don't want to be invisible as a business owner.
No. Well, obscurity is your killer, right?
And social media, I think sometimes can encourage that a little bit. We can all kind of fade in. Facebook hides you, LinkedIn. Do you want to pay for an ad? Do you want to boost an ad?
Right.
It can be really challenging. No one of us is an expert and none of us can do it alone.
No. And it's funny you say that. We're not our own island, and a lot of us entrepreneurs, like, listen, I know, as many times like, if you want to get it done, I got to do it myself. And a lot of times that is the truth, especially if you're a one man band. But when you want to grow your company and get on there, you get to another place, you've got to be willing to accept other ideas and challenges, obviously.
Plus, surround yourself with people who are talented. So people like Kristen Weiss of KW Interactive. Kristen's allowed me to pick her brain, about how to, you want to talk to somebody who has some experience, a little bit of traction can help you from knocking your head against that hard door or the bank vault or the... You need people around you who have tried it, who can help you make it a little bit easier or refine the process.
Isn't that the truth on anything? We don't look at, I think a lot of us think we have to do it all by ourselves. And I think one of the points you're bringing up here is that there's so many resources out there. Don't be afraid to utilize them. It's like it's like being a kid and your parents. They have the wisdom. They have the experience, it's up to us whether to accept it or not, but it's there. And I think, frankly, if any entrepreneurs out there, one of the things, you'd be silly not to take advantage of is a lot of the things that Melanie's referred to today, these resources are priceless. So listen, with that, we have to take another quick break here and we'll be back for the last segment with Melanie Richards from, come on.
Increase your visibility.
Be right back. Thank you.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey, it's your turn to speak up. I'm Zach Kruk, the host of Speak Up, where you voice your opinion on issues affecting us in our nation and in our community. Speak up and call in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hi, this is Marina Case of the Red Shutters in Warwick, New York. Tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is The American Dream. We are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11 interviewing the best, the brightest, and most courageous of Orange County. And today is no different. Actually, it's been my huge pleasure today to have Melanie Richards on our air today. So much resources she's giving out, and I hope anybody's out there, you're taking notes, because the information she's given us out today on the air has been priceless, in my opinion. I've learned a ton, and I do each and every time I get a chance to interview one of our great entrepreneurs in Orange County. And with that, you know, we on the show, we are blessed every once in a while to have callers call in to our guests, and then today is no different. And if you wouldn't mind, caller, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fantastic. Who am I speaking with?
This is Gerson Levitas.
Hi, Gerson. How are you?
Good, good, good. This is a great show today.
Thank you. Well, I got a great guest. It makes my life a lot easier.
I know. I just wanted to make a two-second comment, and then I'll hang up. The reason why Melanie, and of course I know Melanie, is so effective on what she does, and of course she has incredible knowledge that you can see. And what she does and what she has makes her successful, and that is humanity, a great heart, always cares, not only works hard for her clients, which they know because they know her, they know everything about her, by the time they're done, and the idea is that's who we want to deal with as business people. We want to deal with people that aren't in everything for the money, although that's very important. That's we want to make money. We have to make money.
It's how we take care of our families.
There you go.
That's right.
And secondly, that really cares about you as a client or an individual that has heart. And that's what Melanie is. If I could sum it up, that's exactly what it is. And now I'm leaving because I ran out of words to say, although I didn't, but I don't want to take her time up.
Gerson, thank you so much for calling in today. We very much appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Take care now. Well, those are some great words, but you know what? They're dead on. They're dead on, Melanie. I picked that up in the last hour. We've actually had a chance to talk here. And I think you exude what entrepreneurs are in Orange County. You're doing it for all the right reasons, and the reasons aren't necessarily the revenue side of it. It's because you're doing it because you like to give, you like to teach, and you know, if anybody's picked it up on this broadcast, this is one genuine woman, and I thank you for taking your time. And I say this every week because I understand how important time is. It's one thing we don't get. There's one thing we can't put a price on, and it's your time. And so thank you for joining us on this. With that said, you know, there's so many things that Melanie's involved in here, and we want to make sure we make time for that, and we'll finish up with a bang here. But you know, so there's a bunch of things that you're involved in that we would like to make sure that people are aware of, and if you wouldn't mind kind of telling us what they are coming up here.
Thanks again, Jim, and thanks, Gerson, for your great words also. Safe Homes is an organization that helps educate, advocate, on behalf of people who are fighting domestic violence. And Safe Homes is having their 22nd Love Gently dinner. That's just an opportunity at Painters. The servers generously donate their tips for an entire night.
Oh, my goodness.
So on March 8th, they have two seatings for dinner. It's the 22nd year of dinner. There are two seatings. There's a 5:30 and maybe a 7:15 or 7:30. But you have a chance just to come. And if you choose to, whatever tip, bring a check. Write a check to Safe Homes of Orange County and write them a check for dinner. Safe Homes also is having the monologues. And in the interest of a lovely family audience, the monologues will be on February 26th at the Montgomery Senior Center. And you can reach out to Safe Homes of Orange County for tickets.
Okay, fantastic. What else do we have there? I know you got a couple other things.
I have a couple of education events that I host. So on February 25th, we'll have a trade show and engage your audience, which is kind of how do you reach out and connect people and get them to an event or a presentation or a storefront or just to the point of being able to follow up. Got a really cool communication tool that we use there. And a couple of weeks after that, on March 10th, there's a preparation for the shows. We'll have a trade show expo boot camp. And on April 30th, I'll host a Pamper Me fundraiser for Safe Homes in Campbell Hall. And okay. It'll be a health and wellness day. Come get a massage. Come sample Kangen water. Check out a chiropractor, a nutritionist. Buy some jewelry.
All those great things that are out there.
Or get a facial or a makeover.
That's a good idea, actually. You know, they go, what's the toe thing they do? The pedicures. Pedicures, right? You got to do those too. They do those too.
And detox foot baths from Breath of Life Wellness Center.
Good stuff. So how do we find you? So if somebody's looking for you, how do we go about finding you and getting your resources to help us out?
So as we were saying, as a small business, I'm working on the new website. The easiest way is on Facebook. I have a page for Increase Your Visibility. I'm starting the Twitter handle. So the letter B, Visible with Mel. Be Visible with Mel on Twitter as a channel. You can always reach out to me on LinkedIn. And you can always find me at BNI Networking Pros on Wednesday mornings between 7 and 8:30 on Wednesdays for breakfast.
She's always going, to say the very least, right? It's always going. Listen, I can't thank you again. It's been always a pleasure. I love interviewing, you know, entrepreneurs and telling their story on how they got there and why they do it today. If there's any advice you give to the young entrepreneur or even an entrepreneur considering jumping into the ring here, what would it be?
I'd say don't be afraid to hold your nose and jump into the pool. And at some point, there's something that you're about to try, and all of us happen. As I was saying before, whether you're fearful, whether you're afraid to take a first step, but everybody needs help. And occasionally we all have to push past our comfort zones. I have friends who will tell you how social I am. Wasn't always. I hid behind a desk. I was the analytical girl with the calculator. And that not being afraid to take the first step, whether it's reaching out to a local resource, whether it's attending an educational presentation, whether it's asking a business owner that you know, whether it's finding something you may be interested in that you can intern for. You know, if you look around, there are tons of local resources. And if you get stuck, check out people like Cindy Marsh Kroll at the Entrepreneurial Assistance Program at WEDC, which is WEDC. They're co-ed programs at times. Yes, they're geared primarily for women. Or check out the Orange County Chamber. Check out SCORE. Yep. You know, come stop into the Warwick Chamber. Jim and I will greet you. We'll come say hi. And you know, Sarah will be there with a great face.
Absolutely.
Or it's come by the Woodbury Chamber. But don't be afraid to take those first steps.
Yeah, I mean, this is not, you know, our lives are not a rehearsal, right? And I'll tell you, there's one thing that I can honestly say, you know, personally, the only regret you're going to have is the fact that you regret taking a shot. And so if you're out there and you're thinking about this, you know, and make sure you take advantage of these. Listen, it doesn't mean every idea is a great idea. Listen, I get ideas every day, and I'll tell you, 90% of them are crap. But the other ones that work, every once in a while I get lucky, so it goes. But, you know, that's what life's about. And it's taking a shot at something that somebody else wouldn't, right? And that's what makes a country great. That's why there's so many innovative people out there. That's why, you know, you you have the Melanies of the world. You know, they're the people there to help you figure out how to go about, give you a little edge over the next guy or the next person next to you. You know, use these resources. The world is full of resources. And it's, you know, quite frankly, it's your fault if you don't take advantage of them. And I'll tell you, I learn each and every week that, you know, the people that we're lucky enough to meet in our everyday lives, never mind just entrepreneurs, right? They're the people that make life so good. So enjoy it. Embrace it. And Melanie, thank you again for being on here.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Folks, we're lucky here. Like I said, we're here every week interviewing entrepreneurs of Orange County. If you'd like to be on the show, if you got something that you feel that you would be great to share with our audience and just anybody, frankly, that would be inspiring, encouraging, even words of advice, you know, please contact us. You can reach out to us at Nick Napo is our director of marketing at Miles Wealth Management. And I'm not sure, nnapo@mileswm.com. I think I got that right, Nick. You can look for us on Facebook. You can follow us at Twitter @MilesFinancial, or I guess @MilesWM. And we're on LinkedIn. We're on all those fun things, but thank God I have Nick Napo to do all that. But, you know, take advantage of it. Please reach out to us. We'd love to help tell your story out there. And until then, this is Jim Mazzetti at American Dream. Been lucky enough to have Melanie Richards here to increase your visibility. And we'll see you next week. Take care. God bless.